Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This is that story show where your hilarious real-life stories take the spotlight. Hey! This is that story show, people.
Hallelujah!
Who watching?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house.
I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, I'm your host, James Kennison.
And I'm John Steinklauber.
And since we've been down for a while, today we're going to record a special update episode, and I hope you enjoy it. We do have an opening story, and it's called Henyard Dental Care. It's from Michael in Alabama. When I was 9 or 10 years old, I had a loose tooth, and I was sitting in the on a brick in the backyard, flicking the tooth around with my tongue like you do.
Yep, right.
Because it's like, it's hanging on by a nerve, you know? You won't let mom touch it, but you will bend that thing backwards with your tongue, you know?
But or blow in and out, you know?
Yeah.
Steady stream of air and just go, make that tooth go.
We'll be doing that again soon, you know?
I guess we have that to look forward to. I got experience with this.
I used to have front teeth. One of our mini chickens came over, and I smiled at her. And when I did, she pecked that loose tooth right out of my mouth.
I can see a chicken doing that.
A stupid chicken. I looked all around the ground on the ground, but I couldn't find the tooth. The chicken had swallowed it. Mm-hmm. So chickens apparently will swallow gravel and small stones that stay in their craw and help them digest seed. So hopefully my front tooth served her well for many, many years. Even though I didn't have the tooth, I still got $3. So it was all good. Who gets $3?
$3. Dad, wow.
I got a quarter. What'd you get?
I don't remember getting anything.
Got nothing.
Like, oh, congratulations, you lost a tooth. I got to visit to the dentist probably and make sure that other tooth come in right.
Michael says, chicken dentist, 5 stars, would recommend.
Yeah. So, when you said Henyard Dental Care, I thought that was like a last name.
I know. I wanted it to sound official. Yeah.
It did.
I'm Michael Henyard, your dentist. Oh. So,
yeah. Henyard.
Henyard.
That's awesome. I want to go to the Henyard Dental Care.
I need actual dental care. I was supposed to have dental care in November, and you know, 6 month clean up. What do they call those?
Yeah. Check up.
Yeah, where they scrape your teeth with the hook.
Yeah, I love that part so much.
Oh, it's you know, honestly, actually, I have to admit a kink I have. Is I like dental work. Why did you say it that way, James?
I really like dental work.
I do, okay? I mean, I don't like pain. I'm not like the guy in Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah, I'm not that guy. Bill Murray, I think, wasn't it?
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, you're right.
Yeah.
No, he was the dentist, but Bill Murray, I thought, was the pain guy.
Oh,
the dentist caused the pain, but there was a guy that actually liked the pain.
Right. And Steve Martin liked to inflict the pain.
Right. But didn't like it when the guy liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Oh, good memory. I haven't seen that.
I love that movie. I haven't seen it forever. Rick Moranis, man.
Probably. Yep. Rick Moranis.
But, Yeah, I don't even remember what we were talking about, but
we were talking about you liking to go to the dentist and
I like to go to the dentist. I don't like pain, but I do enjoy having my teeth worked on. I always have. Always have. Drills and everything. As long as it doesn't hurt.
So the dentist that I used to go to, they employed this new kind of scraper thing.
Mm-hmm. Is that water jet?
It's like, I think it had water in it. Yeah, it's kind of like water and Sonic.
Yeah.
And that one hurt when they would like go around parts of my teeth.
Yeah,
and
I was like, it does, but it hurts so good. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not bad. Doesn't do anything
for
me. It's
so good.
I don't reach up and hug the dentist around the neck when he starts clawing into me.
You're my best friend.
I will admit that I don't floss as much as I should. So when I am going to go to the dentist, I start flossing like twice a day. So I don't bleed all over them, you know? And there's two reasons. I don't want to give them any of my blood diseases, which I may or may not have. I don't know. Also, I don't want to hear about it. You know, you need to be flossing. Have you been flossing? And no, I haven't. I haven't. I hate you. For asking.
Well, if flossing were more convenient, I wouldn't mind doing it. But you got to pull that stupid string out of the little box, wrap it around. I mean, this is a 21st century.
Yeah, tourniquets on both fingers, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And like even going to the dentist, they do it the same way. I'm like, this is like caveman flossing.
Have you not tried placards? You ever tried
those? I do use the placards. Actually, that's what I use instead of floss.
But the same thing. Yeah, they're great.
Until they snap when they're in your teeth and you're like, I can't get the sound.
You can't get it out. Yeah. That's the thing. But I bite down on them and make them force them between those teeth, man.
Yeah.
And then can't get them out. So no, I like placards, dude. They're great.
They're the best.
We have an email from Rocco from Texas. Let me just read you. Yeah. I get stuff constantly it's a spectrum of emails. There's wonderful ones. There's mediocre ones, there's crazy ones, and then there's ones that are just special and unique like this one. Yo, James and John, I have a question. Have you ever left Jay or Jenna in the started car in the garage and they were breathing carbon monoxide? I'm in middle school and I'm a homeschooler. Rocco from Texas. Well, I'm going to answer your question because you were obviously sitting around and you're like, I wonder if James is a good dad. Yeah.
Is he a good dad or is he one of those fringe dads?
So I'll just say this, that Jay is turning 16 at the end of this month. Jenna is 19 now. So I don't know where you're at in the podcast world. Some people are listening, you know, to old episodes where the kids are still little. Yeah, I do not and have never started the car and then left them in there to breathe carbon monoxide, except for that one time.
Well, I mean, he posed the question to both of us.
Oh.
And I have never left Jay or Jenna.
That's true.
In a started car.
Yeah.
In the garage.
I don't trust John with my kids. So he's never actually had the opportunity to do such a thing. You know, I see the way his own kids cling to life and the joy that they have in life. And I assume that's because John has made them appreciate life by threatening it so often.
Yeah. Threatening to take it from them.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you guys. Yeah, that's exactly almost true. So
they live right on the edge of life and death. And that gives them a fresh appreciation for the thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. You're a good dad.
You think so?
No, I really don't. Oh. I think you're horrible. Let's do this. News nuggets. Okay, so we've all heard about the guy recently that farted so much on an American Airlines flight that they turned around and put the plane back at the gate.
Oh, yeah, that was okay. Yeah,
I knew you'd heard about this, so I didn't want to do the easy one. It's a week old now at this point. Blah blah blah. But according to Wired.com, there was an even worse case back in 2006.
Whoa, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's the year we started this podcast, actually.
Wow.
Conscientious farting woman banned from airline. What's a woman to do when she has to pass gas and she's stuck in a window seat on a 5-hour flight, thousands of feet in the air? Well, One American Airlines passenger en route to our nation's capital thought it would be inappropriate to let the smell linger, so she lit a few matches. She tried to light a fart on an airplane. So the smell of matches permeates, you know, the cabin.
Yeah, it overtakes the smell of the fart.
Yeah, and the flight crew can't figure out where the smell's coming from. They assume something's on fire, so they ground the flight in Nashville.
Wow.
And it took 3 hours for them to finagle this, to get a parking spot, and to get all the passengers off the plane. So if you're ever on a burning plane, you're screwed, by the way, because you're going to be there for 3 hours while that thing burns as slow. And
got to find a place to park.
You're going to be barbecued.
Can't leave it on the tarmac.
So they get the passenger off the plane, they search the luggage, and they send dogs in to sniff. And the dog's like, I smell fragrance of farts and blue top matches. I don't know. So Miss Farty Pants does not face any charges, but she was permanently banned from boarding American Airlines flights.
Wow.
Including that one. So she got stranded in Nashville. Yeah.
She just wanted to go to DC, but she got to stay in Nashville.
So what fart loving airline ended up taking her to Washington? That's what I want to know.
It wasn't the farts that got her in trouble. It was the lighting of the matches.
That's true. Can you imagine what is that?
How do you even get those on a plane?
Right. Well,
like, don't they have things that sniff you and find
matches,
flammable materials?
Maybe they do now. But this was back in 2006, so.
2006, yeah.
It's still a post-9/11 world, right? Yeah, so.
True. I mean, that was post the shoe bomber, and that's why we had to start taking all of our shoes off. Thank you very much.
At least the underwear bomber didn't have that kind of impact. Remember that guy?
No.
Yeah, there was a dude that padded up his underwear with bomb stuff.
Wow.
And that's why they now scan us in that barrel-shaped thing. Because it looks through our clothes, even though it doesn't really show anything. It just shows if there's some. Yeah. So that's how they figured that out. But otherwise, it'd be like, please take off your shoes, put them on the belt, take off your pants, put them on the belt, and take off your other pants and put them on the belt.
Before we know it, we're going to have to all join the nudist club just to be able to fly across the country.
Let's do some updates. It's been a while since we've been on the show, and I apologize. Your host has major mental issues, and you guys know this by now. The boy can't keep his sanity straight, and every now and then I take a 3-month break from podcasting to feel horrible about myself and judge myself harshly for not podcasting. So. But just this morning I took a magical pill that changed everything. And John, I'll tell you, I called him today.
I got a phone call. It was such a pleasure to see your name pop up on my screen, and I took it without any hesitation.
Yeah.
And, let me just say on behalf of myself and all the listeners that will let me speak on behalf of them, I'm very happy that things are going good for you today.
Well, it's the first day of the rest of my life, and you know, ups and downs come and go, but I'm glad to be on the other side of another one.
Me too.
It's a pain. So,
for you, we'll continue to do it.
Well, please do. I appreciate it. So anyway, here's, I just kind of put down a list of things that I did. And, one of them is Thanksgiving, 'cause we've been off the air since October. I took a trip in, speaking of Thanksgiving, which we weren't. I went to South Carolina, visited my sister and her husband and their kids. It was great. It was a good trip. My sister is a professional baker, I guess. Pastry maker.
She's a pastry chef.
She does it professionally.
Makes her a chef, right?
She made so many desserts. I think she made more desserts than food.
Oh man.
Which was bad for me. You know, I've been trying to watch what I eat. So I did. I had a thin piece of pie and you know, I cut a thin piece of pie. I actually ate the rest of it is what it was.
Everybody else got that thin piece of pie. You got the rest of the pie.
You have to split that up.
What kind of pie?
Peanut butter pie.
Oh, stop.
With graham cracker crust. Oh,
yes.
Actually, my sister crushes up Nutter Butters and uses that as the crust.
Really?
Did you think it could get better? It can.
Well, my wife uses Oreo, you know, to give you that kind of chocolatey.
Right, right. No, we're pure peanut butter, so it's Nutter. It's Nutter Butter crust and then sprinkled broken up peanut butter cups on top. Oh. So.
All right, dude. And then, where do I need to go to get one of those?
A drizzle.
As you said, she's a professional. Maybe
she is. I can,
buy one online somewhere.
She does do it locally. She actually got big magnets to put on her car as an advertisement, and she had to take them off because she had too many people calling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good for her.
I'm so proud of her. But on the way home, not so great. So Thanksgiving was great, but on the way home, not so great. I'm waiting for the plane to take off. I'm like, I got to pee. I go to the back. There's no line. I get in. I do my business in this tiny little area. And I always see the fold down baby changing station. And I'm like, there's no way a fat guy like me could, first of all, get in here with a baby and a bag of stuff and then fold that down. I don't think I could I could exhale. I don't think that would be possible. So anyway.
So you had to try it, didn't you?
I
don't think I can do this. Yet.
They also say don't fiddle with the, you know, the smoke detector, but, you know.
But I had some matches and I just ripped one. So I decided to lie.
I pay my ticket just like everybody else. I get to play with whatever I want. But anyway, I get out of the bathroom and I'm heading back and there's obviously I'm working against traffic at this point because people are coming on the plane. So I'm standing there and two of the stewardess and stewards, I guess, are behind me. And they said,
flight attendants.
Yeah, there was an announcement that had been going on while I was in the John. And it had said, you know, your bags will be at blah, 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 blah. Or something like that. And so they said, what announcement did he just say? And what area did he say it as at? And I said, I think he said 3. And they laugh at me in my face, out loud at me. And they said, thank you. You just won me a bet. And I'm like feeling really stupid. And I'm like, oh, really? Great. And he says, yeah, we have this theory that nobody listens to those announcements and you just confirmed it.
Oh, geez.
And I'm like, well, what was it? He said, B. And I'm like, well, 3B, it kind of sounds the same. He's like, yeah, go sit down, dummy. So I did. And I felt so stupid. I was like, I've never hated Southwest. Their logo is a freaking heart.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to break it.
They're fun. Supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah, so hate them now.
Well, I'm not allowed to get away with saying this because I live in the town that revolves around this airline, but I can't stand Delta, so there you go.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah. What have they done to you lately?
It's what they haven't done. They haven't ever given me a good price on a ticket.
Oh, yeah, true. True.
I mean, I even got the stupid American Express card so I get discounts and get like all the sky miles and stuff. Mm-hmm. I can't use them because every time I want to fly, they're like, oh, these dates are blacked out. You can't use the sky miles for that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're
okay.
Right. Southwest is the best. But those guys were the worst. And I don't know what I did.
They probably were flight attendants on loan from another company.
It just, you know, it crushed my post P high what it did.
You know,
you had to go to the bathroom really bad. You go, there's this peace that flushes over you. No, hey, no
just
pun
like
intended.
Relief, right?
Yeah. And I
weren't relieved anymore. You were stressed.
And you kind of want to be not noticed when you slip in and out of one of those things. And I was. It was just not a good thing. Anyway, John, I'll hand the baton to you. Do you have any
anything you'd like to
share?
I do. I'll hang out around Thanksgiving, I think. I didn't do anything fun. Like fly to South Carolina, but we did drive to West Virginia.
Sweet.
And visited with my wife's parents. And I can't think of anything exciting and great and funny that happened. We just had a a nice, peaceful, quiet time. Yeah. That's all. I don't even remember it. I remember some turkey, and my wife made some pies.
Yeah.
And she makes this really great cherry pie, and the pecan pie that she makes is also amazing.
Yeah, this is...
She did a...
This is all bull crap because you can't think of anything.
No, it's true. I did have pies and I made the turkey.
So the chat room is saying I need to kick you from the show.
Why?
It's
not fair.
He can't give you anything funny is what they're saying.
That's just RJ. He says that about me all the time.
Yeah. Well,
he just doesn't like me.
So what are you thankful for this year, John? How about that? Let's.
I'm thankful that, I can get a day off.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Good. Yeah. I thought that would go better, but that's okay. I'm thankful that I can use the bathroom in my house and nobody laughs at me when I leave. So
proving a bet.
Yeah. So how was your Christmas?
Christmas was great. You know why?
Because you drove to West Virginia.
No, we didn't go to West Virginia for Christmas. We did that for Thanksgiving. I got to go see my mom and my sister out in Wyoming.
Oh, wow. Do you guys fly or drive?
Yeah, it's definitely a flight.
Yeah.
Because the drive alone, I think, takes over a day.
Yeah,
drive time. Yeah. So, and that's if you're driving straight. So, but no, we got on, I think it was United. We took United Airlines, since we're talking about airlines now. We took United. It was a great experience. Got out there. Had to land in Denver, which is never fun because for those of you who fly into Denver,
there's a freaking horse.
Yeah, there's the demon horse.
Yeah. Forgot about Lucifer.
Lucifer, that's right. I looked for it when we were, landing and stuff. I couldn't see that thing.
It's on the way out. So I'm sorry. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think Lucifer causes all the turbulence. That's what you run into when you fly into Denver. Mm. And, My mom and sister live in a little town not too far from Yellowstone, and it's a great, just peaceful environment. It was wonderful. It's good to see my mom and sister again, and we just had a really good Christmas. Got to have some snow. Got to play in the snow. But I didn't get any Christmas presents because I had to pay for flight tickets.
Oh, yeah. I asked you your son got for Christmas, and you told me he got a flight.
A plane ticket to Wyoming.
Yeah, maybe he should have believed in Santa a little longer.
Yeah. He had a great day. This is a funny thing that happened. So he's got a couple cousins his age. One's a couple years older than him. She's super cute. And they're pals. They've been pals their whole lives.
Yeah.
Every time that they got to hang out and stuff. Anyways, they took this 19-mile bike ride and took a picture up on top of this plateau where they were near where they live. And he was showing it to me. I was like, "Oh, James, if you two weren't cousins, you'd make a cute couple." And he got so embarrassed and red. And he's like, "Oh, Dad,
we're from Georgia, not Alabama."
I prefaced it with, "If you guys weren't cousins, I wasn't encouraging."
Oh my gosh!
It. But he's like, he gets all embarrassed. I'm like, "What you so red faced for?" He's like, "Dad, relationships."
I gotta go back and talk to this girl. You know, it's not like the thought hasn't crossed my mind. It's just I've never said it out loud.
Oh man. Yeah. I tried to talk him into moving out there, but
you Southerners and your cousins, I tell you what. Even the parents are promoting it.
I'm not promoting.
You guys
it.
Make a cute couple.
Oh jeez.
You know, we do a Christmas wedding. There ain't nothing wrong with that. So.
No. No, I don't condone that type of arrangement.
Okay. All right. I'll just give you a few more years there in the dirty South and we'll check back in.
There are different parts in the country. I mean, maybe.
Yeah. No. Well, my wife was born in Pennsylvania. So, you know, stranger things have happened. So those connections can be made. You know, what did Jeff Foxworthy used to say? If you, if you go to the family reunion to find women, find a date.
Yeah. Yeah, your family reunion is, oh, yeah, I can't say. I don't know.
I think mine was close, but
it was.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Okay, so Christmas on our end was good. It was great. We had a tree, you know, like you do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My wife collects these little snowmen, and they're from Hallmark, and she got a few of those. Aww. And I had to hunt down some because she was missing a couple of years. And those are typically years where my depression has stopped me from thinking properly, so I go back and I fix things. I have to go back and fill in the gaps. So I did that, and Christmas Day comes around, and we don't do guessing anymore. We just make a list of what we want. We typically buy our own stuff. We have a budget, blah blah blah. But I still like to try to find something that, you know, the kids and the wife will appreciate and know I thought about them, and something that they maybe wouldn't have gotten for themselves, but are like, wow, this is great. And for my wife, it was these slippers. Now that sounds really, really dumb, but she's always cold. Her whole life is a fight to stay warm. Like she freezes. I'm laying in the bed with no covers on under a ceiling fan. She's got 3 or 4 blankets on, you know, she's freezing to death, and she walks around the house. Her toes are cold. I'm like, I'm gonna get her some slippers. And I got her some slippers, a certain kind. I don't even know, but I accidentally got the right kind. And they were so nice that even my daughter wanted a pair. And for my daughter to want a pair was huge. So I was like, it was just, it wasn't funny. It's just a win. It's a win. And I like to call them magic slippers, because whenever she wears them, she looks at me and she smiles. And you don't know how many times she has told me, I just love these slippers. And I'm like, God, we're old. I used to buy you jewelry, but now
it's the practical,
it's a freaking
things now.
Pair of slippers. So, yeah. Thanks for the slippers, Daddy.
Thanks for the slippers. I don't know what to say. This is an amazing gift.
Then New Year's happened.
New Year's?
Yeah.
Diggity dog. Yeah. I was still in Wyoming during New Year's too. So,
okay. So did y'all do anything for the New Year?
My sister got a pizza oven.
Oh, wow.
So we broke that thing in, man, and we made pizzas. And let me tell you, they were so good. So very good.
That's great.
And in a very hot pizza oven, it takes like 15 seconds for your pizza to cook.
Wow.
And because there's so much heat coming out of the pizza oven,
mm-hmm.
you want to be very careful when you get too close to it, because you will singe all of the hair off of your arms.
Really? And how do you know this?
I did it. I was like going to sweep something off the top of it, and then whoosh. It's like, oh man.
Wow.
And then my sister, she, you know, Katie.
Yeah.
She's the young one. Yeah. So there was some stuff on the inside of the pizza oven. So she's like, well, I'm just going to blow that out of the way. And she leans towards it and she blows at it, and the heat comes out and hits her in the face and singes her eyelashes.
Oh, no!
It didn't like burn it off, but it was enough to where you could like definitely smell it and see some of the singed hairs on her
little,
face.
The little curls that they go into these little balls.
Those things get really hot.
Yeah.
So it's not the kind of thing that you want to, you know, have at a child's birthday party or anything.
Yeah.
Like, don't make your own pizzas with little kids around.
Well, that's why they've never made an easy bake pizza oven. Right there. Because you thought the regular oven was hot, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't heat those up with a light bulb, that's for sure.
comes with a burn kit.
Right.
Yeah, to help you with your burns. So yeah, New Year's was nothing at my house either.
Pizza.
I went to bed early. And I woke up and it was time to start saying the wrong year, you know?
Right. There you go.
That's pretty much what it was for me.
Still 2023, right?
Yeah. I only noticed it was 2024 today when I updated the show notes from October for the new episode. I'm like, oh, wow.
I got to change that last digit.
It's not 2023 anymore. It's 2024. So it just reminds me that whenever the year changes over, I don't know why it reminds me, because there's two digits, right? You know, for the year. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of the shame that the boomers must carry for how they created and responded to the issue known as Y2K, where they thought that because of the time on the taskbar on their Windows PC, that the entire world was going to go up in Armageddon flames. Because of the two digits on the end of the year.
It doesn't know how to process that.
And do you remember what happened that fateful night of 2000? Nothing. Not one issue.
I was serving a church. I was like on staff at a church during 1999, that Y2K thing. And we had one of the local papers call us. And I just happened to answer the phone. We just want to talk about what the church's response is to Y2K. I'm like, what? Why? She was serious too, and I said, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, they wanted to make you look like an idiot. They were expecting to get some typical church person that's just like, oh, it's the devil and the Jesus and the resurrection and the revival and yeah.
So, oh man,
they didn't get
a lot
one.
Of people got rich off of that Y2K nonsense.
Oh, they did. Oh,
we need to come up with a Y225 bug or something.
It happened again in 2012 though, because the Mayan calendar runs out in 2012. You know,
but, oh no, the world's gonna end again. Yeah,
exactly. And then 11/11/11 and 12/12/12. I mean, there were tons of opportunities for people to think the world was going to end. Whatever. I just remember that we had kids in our youth group that their parents loaded them up in a car and drove out to the middle of the desert because they were absolutely sure that the world was going to start blowing up and they wanted to be alive. So they had their car packed with survival gear.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to be prepared.
So, Yeah, we I don't usually make fun of boomers, but that was a boomer issue right there.
Boomers.
I don't know how I got off on such a thing. Oh, New Year's, that's why.
New Year's, yeah. It always hits us every new year. We're like, this could be the year that computers take over the world.
Oh, and then prosperity preachers also like to say this could be the year that Jesus returns, you know?
Yeah.
That's and true. I will tell you this. I don't know what it is with the rapture, but from every piece of media I've ever seen, we're supposed to go naked. Have you seen what I'm talking about?
True,
there's just clothes on the floor.
Clothes just fall to the ground and you're
gone. Like, I'm keeping my clothes on for the rapture, and I want to start a movement for people. And ladies, you need to dress appropriately for the rapture. Don't wear a skirt. Yep. Or a short skirt anyway. We need billowy dresses or pants. So
pants, definitely. I legit sorry, I just pulled a Gen Z word. I for real, when I was a kid, was so afraid that the Lord was gonna come back when I was in the shower.
It don't matter, man. We're all naked anyway.
I didn't know about that. That theology hadn't broke on me yet. So,
well, I think it's total bullcrap. I really do. I can't imagine that there's just going to be a bunch of clothes laying around, you know, for Goodwill to benefit from after the rapture and all these naked people streaking up to heaven in the blink of an eye. That's why it's a blink of an eye, because you close your eyes as soon as you see the guy separating from his long johns, you know, and you're like, you hear a trumpet and you don't know if it's the trumpet of Gabriel or the guy farting out of surprise because his bugle boy jeans are dropping to the floor. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a part of it. I've decided if it's naked, God, I don't want to go. Just leave me here for the, what is it called?
I'll be post-tribulation.
Yeah, I'll be
one of the saints that gets the white robe, the ones who last.
Yeah, night. I want a robe. I want a robe of some kind. That's the whole point.
You working your rapture riz.
Yeah, maybe some more skinnier, good-looking guys don't mind, but I don't. I don't want to go to a new place and get a nickname right away, you know?
Right. The guy who recognize you by the added feature that you just put on your house.
Oh, my deck. Yeah.
They recognize. Hey, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
What? I don't know what you're talking about, John. So
I don't know either.
For the last few months, I haven't been able to podcast, but I have been posting jokes every single day on my Facebook page.
Yeah. And you know what? I've actually perused some of those.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think they're brilliant.
Thank you.
I do. I mean, I'm like, that's freaking funny.
I've been doing it every day, every weekday. And so I would love to invite all of you to look me up. It's facebook.com/NLcast and follow me on Facebook. And every day you'll get a little joke on the feed there. I'll give you a couple of examples. I believe Moses built the ark with 2x2s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two animals. See? Two animals.
I'm not saying they're easy to get. You got to think about them, but yeah, he built the ark with 2x2s. I think we should sell distressed Bibles, $10 extra, and people think you're a Bible scholar. You've been reading that thing like crazy. I also think we should use grape Pop-Tarts to save time during communion.
Yes, I thought that was a really good idea.
I got that idea in real life from children's ministry. I'm like, you just bite too slow, and you get the bread and then the wine in the right order and everything, you know?
Right.
And there is such a thing. So I just think it's a little sacrilegious is all, but that's okay. I'm wanting to be post-trib now. So I need to get saved now during the tribulation. So,
yeah.
The only other thing that I have is, so Jenna came home for the holidays, and she drives my old Kia Soul. And Kia finally, you know, tried to do something about this theft issue by giving us a free, not the claw, what do they call it? The, what's the clamp?
Oh, the club?
The club, the yes. I was thinking the claw, the claw.
The claw will keep you from driving your car.
So the club, and we told her when she came back to the city, we're like, you need to put that joker on there every day, every time. And she did, except when she went to her boyfriend's neighborhood because she thought it was better part of town. And when she came outside, her car was gone.
Oh, no.
So somebody, according to somebody's Ring cam, two young men, one tall, one short, cracked that back window, used the USB cable of some kind, and took off in it. And,
wow.
It never had a car stolen before. It is weird. You do feel invaded.
Violated.
Yeah, yep. Violated a little bit, and it's just weird. But you're grateful, you know, at least she didn't walk up on them. You know, or catch him in the act, or she wasn't in the car when they decided to get her out because, and there was stuff in the car. She had a brand new bag that her boyfriend had bought her. She had a brand new blanket that she had been, we'd gotten her a heavy, heavy blanket. She had an old digital camera because apparently it's trendy now to get old digital cameras from like the 2010s and the 00s.
Really?
And take pictures with them.
A Pixma or something like that?
Yeah, like old. Yeah, so we have this old camera and she's been carrying it around using it. It was in the car. But when they, okay, so her boyfriend's dad is a fireman. And of all people in St. Louis, he found the car.
Wow.
It was in Carondelet Park. They had been cutting donuts in the snow and crashed it going 35 plus miles an hour into a tree.
Into a tree?
Yes.
In the park?
Yes. Yeah. And he found it.
He just like happened to be like, oh, there's a crashed car over there. Let's go.
Yeah. And he's like, it's green and it's Jenna's car. And, but they left everything in it. They left everything. The camera, the bag. The only thing they did is they went through the bag and they stole her Mike and Ike's.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. She was mad.
Did she have money in the bag?
No, she didn't have
my Ike and Ike's.
My freaking Mike and Ike's. And my car. And my car is gone. Yeah. No, we had just put two new wheels on the car because we were getting ready for her to go. You know, we'd put, changed the oil, brand new windshield wipers, the whole thing. And they wrecked it. But they did leave something behind for us to remember them by. They left a fully loaded Glock clip full of bullets in the driver's side floorboard. So, again, I'm glad that Jenna didn't interrupt them because they had a gun.
At least they had the clip. I mean,
yeah.
It might have been just like scaring people off with just that.
But, you know. It's crazy. And there's no hope of ever catching them. You know, it's done too much. And it was just a matter of time. Last year, about this same time, somebody attempted to hack her car and it got interrupted at some point because they ripped off the outer casing, cracked the window, obviously, and then they just left. But this year, you know, they were successful. Yeah. But anyway, so that's what we're dealing with now. We still have a rental car. They still have to tell us how much they're going to pay for it, blah, 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 blah. So anyway.
Well, that's a bummer. I'm sorry that y'all had to go through that. That's a great Christmas gift right there.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you. I hate not podcasting, and I missed every one of you guys. John, I missed you. I'm a terrible friend when I'm depressed. No. But I appreciate all of you for hanging in there and dealing with us, and patrons especially for supporting us during this time.
Awesome
people. You know, it's never the plan for me to go down those dark roads, but they happen occasionally. And this one was weird. Usually I get really sad. This time I was really miserable, and there's a difference. I just couldn't find pleasure in anything. And to podcast, you have to have some remnant, some spark, some energy. And I just had none of that. I had no ability to function. I couldn't watch YouTube. I couldn't enjoy movies. I couldn't enjoy anything. It was so frustrating to go through life, and video games were nothing. I mean, I would get bored. All I wanted to do was sleep to get the day to go away and move on to the next day, hoping that the next day would be better. And today was that day. So
today was, man, for so long. So like, even like during your holidays and stuff, you just like, whatever.
I get distracted. I can be distracted from it, friends and family and stuff like that. But when it shifts into something that's required of me, like to perform or like if I had to speak or give a speech or do a children's ministry, something, anything that requires a performance of any kind, I can't function. So I can't do it. And I hate it. Gotcha. I hate it. Because even my counselor and my psychiatrist both will be like, are you podcasting? That's the first thing they ask me, because they know it's like my temperature gauge. I'm podcasting, they know I'm doing good. And if I'm not, they know they need to give me some dope. I took the right dope this morning. And
it's like you got to remember that whatever it is you took or...
It's like a slow process. It's like they give you new stuff. You have to wait 2 weeks to see if it works. It does or it doesn't. There's side effects or it's working. And then you start over. Okay, that didn't work. So let's try this. Let's up this dose. Mm. Let's come back 2 weeks. And they only want to change one thing at a time.
Right.
Because that way they know what to undo or redo or whatever. And she gave me some medication for folks with ADHD that have trouble focusing on things. And of all things, that flipped the switch. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, they say
with an answer to prayer.
And an answer to prayer. Somebody's prayer. Yeah. I had given up. So I'm glad somebody was praying. Ladies and gentlemen, just a couple of announcements. Hats are still available on Etsy. Etsy.com/NLcast. We've sold quite a few of them over the Christmas break, but we still have a few left. I want to say like 15.
15. So, the countdown is on. We are under 20 hats left. You could be the last one to own this piece of history.
Etsy.com. They're good hats. They're charcoal, pre-washed, 100% cotton, dad caps, unstructured, pre-curve visor. And a wonderful That Story Show embroidered logo right on the front. It looks really good. It's a great way for you to show and share with people. It's a great conversation starter. It's a comfortable hat. The reason why there's only about 15 left is I own 6 of them myself. I have one in every location in my house. So that if I need a hat, if it's upstairs, if it's down here, I've got 2 sitting on my desk right now that I wear personally. And if you
want, selling those too?
I was about to say, if you're a weirdo and your kink is having James sweat on your hat,
you're not a weirdo. You're just an enthusiast.
Yeah.
If you prefer to have that.
Yeah. So
you are That Story Show enthusiast.
Anyway, so yeah, check out the hats. Also, when we don't do shows, we don't get stories in the mail. So we need stories. So if you've been waiting, here we are. We're back. Go to thatstory.show, click submit a story, and fill out the form. Please. You can call us at 833-55-STORY. And either one of those is a great way. You can do it audibly or through the email. Or you can record on your phone and send us the audio. I mean, we are open. We're great.
We like them all the stories. And if you don't send them, we have to make them up. So.
Yeah, we do. This podcast is possible because of the listeners and that support us on Patreon. So get That Story Show premium, which includes ad-free listening, swag, and a weekly bonus podcast. Try it out free for 7 days, patreon.com/thatstoryshow. Sign up over there on patreon.com/thatstoryshow. I'm not ashamed to say it. I love making money. Being depressed, I don't work. This is the closest thing I have to a job, and this income helps build my self-esteem. So you supporting the show is much, much more of a gift than you will ever understand. And my patrons know that because I tell them all the time. Thanks so much to our producers. Speaking of patrons, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Surely you have a funny life story. Send it into the show. Submit your story at thatstory.show or call it in toll free 833-55-STORY. And while you're there, join our mailing list. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed. Don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on that story show. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, John.
Thanks, James.
Yeah. I was farting on the back row of the plane, but I am a woman and I don't want to be considered insane. So I lit a match and struck it up and I tried to get the gas. Now I'm off. Totally off. Here we go. I'm going to do it right now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Well, I passed me some gas in the back of a plane, and I'm a nice lady. That was kind of insane. So I wanted to strike a match and get rid of the flame, but the smell went all through the plane. They grounded it in Nashville City. They removed all the passengers and looked through all the stuff, and then they found that it was me that did the deed. And now I'm impressed. I'm embarrassed. I can't fly on the plane. I just wanted to fart. I didn't want people to know my name. And now it's different.
Now it's too late.
And people won't look me in the eye because they're too scared to fly. So anyway, see you later, peoples.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.